Good morning, folks. I invite you to take your Bible, please, and turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. This morning, what I want to do is take some principles from the life of Moses and share them with you today. And hopefully, this will get us to where we need to be in having peace of mind. So this morning, I'm going to preach about what it takes to have a peace of mind. Now, we're going to look at the life of Moses, and when you look at an Old Testament person like Moses, basically what you have to do is understand narrative. In other words, this may not be point one, point two, point three, point four, but I'm going to preach the narrative of Moses this morning, but I will leave with you four important points that I want you to take away from this message today. So that'll help you to understand what we're doing here this morning. We all want to have peace of mind. I think deep down in the heart of every person here today, that's our desire. We want to have peace of mind. Now, the reason that so often we do not have peace of mind is because we have unresolved conflict. So there are some issues that we need to settle in order to have peace of mind. And so I'll be talking about that this morning in this message, and hopefully that will help all of us. Now, we know this, that without a relationship with Jesus Christ, there is no peace. The Bible makes that clear over and over again in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah makes that point that if you don't know God, there's no peace. And so that is understood in the get-go here. There is no peace. There'll be no peace of mind without a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so what we're going to see from the life of Moses is this, that life is really made up of decisions that we make along the way. Your life is made up of choices you've made. My life is made up of the decisions that we make in life. Now again, what steals our peace of mind so many times is those unresolved issues that we never really settle. And so what we're going to see from the life of Moses is four issues that he had to come to grips with, four issues that he had to settle in his life. And I think we can all see ourselves in Moses, and what I hope for is that we can make the same decisions that Moses made that we'll talk about. Look at Hebrews 11 and verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, that's important. That is a very important statement. When he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. So, what we're going to learn today is how Moses settled four important issues in his life. Now, Moses was a great man in the Bible. Moses was a man that God had his hand on. Moses lived for 120 years. What's interesting about the life of Moses is this. one can really divide his life into 40s. First 40 years, second 40 years, and the third 40 years. So we'll be talking about that in this message this morning. But what you see in the life of Moses is the providence of God. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts that the time has came when the Pharaoh of Egypt did not know Joseph. He did not know the God of Israel and everything. So by that time, Israel had been in the land of Egypt for 400 years. They had increased in population, and so the Pharaoh of Egypt got concerned about these Israelites that he had in Egypt, fearing that they would revolt against him. So what the king did, what Pharaoh did, was to give a command that all these Hebrew baby boys be killed. And so Moses was born, and the Bible tells us that his parents took him and hid him in the bulrush. They built this little boat-like thing and put him in it, basket-like thing. And so they hid him in the Nile River. Pharaoh's daughter went to the river with her maids, her servants, and found baby Moses. Do you know who the maid was to Pharaoh's daughter? Moses' sister. Now, who could work this out? Only God could work this out. The maid spoke up and said this, "I'm going to go and get a mother of the Hebrews to come and to look after Moses. Will that be okay with you, Pharaoh's daughter?" And she said yes. You know who Moses' sister went and got? She went and got Moses' mother. And she became his, really, mother, but became the mother for Pharaoh's daughter for Moses. Now, who could work that out? Only in the providence of God could that be worked out in the way that it was. And so you see, very early on, God working in the life of Moses, and God bringing this thing about. Now, there are some issues that Moses had to settle in his life. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 7, and the Bible tells us in the Old Testament, in Exodus chapter 2, the story of Moses. Now, we don't have time to read all those verses this morning, but those two chapters in the Bible speak of Moses' upbringing, his history, and really give us a biography of his life. The first issue that Moses had to settle was the issue of his identity. And that's the first point that I want to talk about. Moses, like all of us today, have to settle this issue of our identity. In other words, who are we going to be? So many times in life, we try to be the person that we're not. Or we try to be the person God doesn't want us to be. So many times in life we try to be something that other people want us to be, but Moses had to come to that critical decision in his life where he had to choose his identity. Now I understand the conflict. He was born a Hebrew. The Bible tells us in Acts 7 and Exodus chapter 2 and Hebrews 11 that he was raised as an Egyptian for the first 40 years of his life. He would have been the prince of Egypt. But the Bible also tells us there was a period of about 12 years, those early developing years in the life of Moses that he spent with his own mother, that he spent with his own father. And what do you think took place then? They taught him the Word of God. They taught Moses his identity. Moses understood principles from the Word of God because he was taught those principles. Who are you today? Who am I today? I know who I am. I'm a child of God. I know who I am through faith in Jesus Christ. I am a sinner saved by grace. I know who I am. See, the reason that many people do not have peace of mind is because they've never settled their identity. You know, as believers, many times where the conflict comes from us is this. We try to go both ways. It's like James says, you know, a double-minded man cannot have peace in his mind because he's like a wave of the sea. He doesn't get settled. He doesn't make up his mind. And so for a believer, where that happens is many times we go the way of the world rather than the way God wants us to go, and we can't get settled, and we lose that identity in who God wants us to be. This is an issue we have to settle. For a person who is not a believer, this is the issue God wants you to settle, to come to Him, to receive Jesus Christ and to establish that relationship with Him, to leave here with that relationship with Jesus Christ, to get this identity settled. Settle on who you are going to be. Moses had to make that decision. The Bible tells us that when he reached the age of about 40, God was really working in Moses' life. He'd been trained in Egypt. He had all the luxury of Egypt. He had all the education of Egypt. He had everything Egypt had to offer. He had the best of everything. And then what he had to do was this. He had to settle, number two, the issue of responsibility. What was he going to do with his life? What was he going to be? This was the issue of responsibility. And in our culture today, this is not a popular issue to settle because, see, the tendency today is to blame everybody else and to blame circumstance and to point our fingers this way or point our fingers this direction. And people really don't have peace of mind because they've never really settled the issue of responsibility. And so that's where Moses was at this point in his life. The issue of responsibility for him came when he had to leave Egypt because he had killed another man. He saw this Egyptian taking advantage, mistreating, beating this Hebrew. At that point, Moses took the situation in his own hands, and the Bible says that they got into this scuffle, and what resulted of that was this Egyptian died. And there was a bounty by Pharaoh on the head of Moses. And the Bible tells us that when he was 40 years old, he had to take responsibility for that. He had to flee from Egypt, and he went to a nowhere place called Midian. For the next 40 years of his life, he lived in Midian. He was a shepherd. He married one of Jethro's daughters. Jethro became his father-in-law. He's the one that Moses worked for. And so all this had come about in his life. And he lived 40 years in this place called Midian. You know what he had to do? Moses had to take responsibility for his actions. And that's what he did. You see, to have peace of mind, here's what we've got to do. What we've got to do is live with ourselves, first of all, know who we are. Secondly, we've got to assume responsibility for our life. Now, if I have unresolved conflict which robs me of my peace, whose responsibility is that to try to face those issues? It's my responsibility. Will all those things be worked out? No. Will all those circumstances come together? No. Did they all come together for Moses? No. But see, here's how he settled the issue. He could live with himself, and also he faced these issues because after the 40 years were over, Moses was 80 at this time. You know what he did? He went back to Egypt. There is a third issue Moses had to settle. He had to settle the issue of identity, who he was going to be. He had to decide the issue of responsibility, what he was going to do. And then he had to decide the issue of priorities. The Bible says that he left the treasure of Egypt. That he left the pleasure of sin. That he left all that Egypt offered him. He turned his back on that and said yes to God's plan and God's purpose in his life. You know what he's settling? The issue of priority. Is God going to be number one in my life? Is God going to be the priority? Am I going to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness? And all these things will be added unto me. He made the right decision. Since He made the right decision, you know what Moses had? Moses had peace of mind. When he was in Midian, the Bible tells us that at Mount Sinai, at the foot of Mount Sinai, there was this burning bush. And Moses saw this bush that was burning, but it wasn't consumed. And out of that bush, God spoke to Moses. He said, Moses, I have called you to deliver my people. Moses, I have chosen you to lead my people out of bondage. They have been in Egyptian bondage for over 400 years. Moses, you're the man. You're going to do this. And so what he had to do was get his priorities in line. So he left the power, the possessions, the pleasure, the popularity. He left all of that. You know why? Because he determined that there was a greater value. And the greater value was eternity. Eternal values. You see, pleasure, popularity, pride, position, all that that Egypt had to offer, see, that's temporary. And so his priority became what was eternal. And what would outlast him in this life. See, that's an issue that we all have to settle. The issue of priority. What are we going to live for? What's our focus? What's important to us? See, that's where it's at here. What was the most important thing for Moses? So eternal values became more important to him than anything else. Was there pleasure in sin? Yeah. Is there pleasure in that? Yeah. Bible doesn't say there isn't. Do we enjoy things in life? Yeah, we enjoy things in life and all that. I mean, that's part of it. But see, there's a greater value. And the greater value is what God wants. What's your identity? What's your priorities? Have you assumed your responsibilities in resolving the issues here? And then there's a fourth issue here. And that is perseverance. And this is how we're going to live. Verse 27 of Hebrews 11 said, Moses had to face his difficulties, and the way that he faced his difficulty was that he saw him who was invisible. So he had peace with himself. He could live with himself. Because he made these right decisions, he knew who he was, he got his priorities in line. So all the circumstances that caused all these difficulties in his life, how did he make it? How did Moses continue to make it in his life? How did he continue with peace of mind? The Bible says this, the reason he endured, the reason he persevered, because he saw him who was invisible. A lot about Moses' circumstance as far as difficulty did not change. Even though he settled the issue of his identity, even though he settled the issue of what he was going to do in life and his personal responsibility and priorities and all that, Moses still had a lot of difficulty. Moses spent the first 40 years in Egypt, the second 40 years in Midian. He came back to Egypt. He led the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. They came to a place in the Bible called Kadesh Barnea. They had a decision to make after they had crossed the Red Sea. Were they going to go on into the Promised Land? And Moses sent out the 12 spies and 10 10 of them came back with a bad report, 2 with a good report, and because of that, you know where Moses spent his next 40 years? Wandering in the desert. Moses was 120 years old when he died. So you can divide his life into 40s. First 40, middle 40, last 40. Before Moses died, God took him up on a mountain called Mount Nebo. And he let Moses look into the promised land, but Moses was not permitted to enter in. Joshua, who took Moses' place, led the children of Israel in. But you see, even with the difficulty, even with the circumstance of being in the wilderness with 2 million Hebrews, providing leadership for them, providing food for them, providing water for them, leading them, trying to keep all things going for 2 million people for 40 years, through all those circumstances, Moses had peace of mind because he saw him who is invisible. In other words, his faith was in God. Those are the issues that we all have to settle. Isaiah 26:3 says this, "You," speaking of God, "you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." What that's talking about is a fixed disposition. The reason we can have peace of mind is because we've got these issues settled. Our trust is in God. Our faith is in God. We've settled these issues. We know who to trust. We know who to believe. There are 4 main highways upon which the peace of God travels. Number 1 is the Spirit of God. Number 2 is the Son of God. Number 3 is the Word of God. And number 4 is prayer. Peace of mind is a very interesting concept in the Bible. Even among Hebrews today in Israel and Orthodox Hebrews here in America, when they greet each other, the word of greeting that they use today is shalom. You know what that word means in the Hebrew? It means peace. So what that word peace means, it means all is well in life. All is well with my soul. All is well. All the good things in life come to you. That's what the greeting means. When we think about peace of mind, what we need to think about is this. We may not be able to control everything in life, even though we make these, settle these issues of life. We may not be able to control the issues of life around us like Moses didn't. But we can still have peace of mind and peace of heart because our faith and trust is in God. And we have that relationship with Him to know that we can trust Him and have faith in Him. The Bible speaks of peace with God in Romans 5:1. That's when we get saved. We make our peace with God. The Bible speaks of peace from God in John 14:27. Jesus said, "In this world you're going to have trouble, but my peace I give to you." So that's peace from God. And then Philippians 4:7 is the peace of God. Philippians 4:7 says, "It is the peace of God that we have that passes all understanding." In our, we can't understand. Everything can be out of control, and we can still have peace of mind and heart. You know what makes the difference? Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is our peace. I want to give this quote to you. This quote is from C.S. Lewis. And here's what he said. I like this. I couldn't remember it, so I'm going to read it to you. He said, "Most people, if they have really learned to look into their own hearts, would know that they do want and won't actually something that cannot be had in this world. There are all sorts of things in this world that offer to give it to you, but they never quite keep their promise. You know what that's saying? We need to settle the most important issues of life. And the most important issue of life is what we do with Jesus Christ. Joshua said this in Joshua 24. He said, "Choose you this day whom you're going to serve." He said, "As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." The prophet Elijah in the Old Testament in 1 Kings 18, he was on Mount Carmel. And he was facing the prophets of Baal. And he had a lot of people there that day that followed Baal. And he said this, he said, "How long will you limp? Will you falter between two opinions? If God be God, serve Him. If Baal be Baal, serve Him." You know what the Bible's saying? We've got to make a decision. We've got to make a choice. And my friend, what I'm saying today is this. The only way that you're going to resolve that conflict in your life that has robbed you of peace of mind and peace of heart is to get saved and to know God's peace. To come to Him, to put faith and trust in Him. And the Bible says when that happens, He gives us His peace. It may be that you're a believer and you say, "Well, I just don't have that peace this morning." Well, it's because you've got these unresolved issues in your life. And I don't know what they are. See, if you're a child of God, you're going to have to resolve that issue. You can't live one way one day and another way. Next day, you can't. You'll never have peace doing that. And so whatever those issues are in your life as a believer, until you get that resolved, then you'll never have peace of mind, peace of heart. And Jesus offers us that peace. And what I'm saying is, we've got to make a choice. We've got to make a decision. It's not going to happen automatic. It didn't happen for Moses automatic. But when we make that decision, then we'll go God's way. You see, I said earlier that life really is made up of decisions that we make. I want you to make the right decision today so that you can live with yourself. So that you can settle your priorities. So that you can be committed to the end by seeing Him who is invisible. Someone said this, that right choices will, this is how right choices will help us. And then I'll close. Right choices will help us to know our limits, the boundaries, the limits of where we should live. Right choices set our priorities in life. What's going to be important to us? What's important, the most important thing to us? Right choices reveal our character. Right choices establish our legacy. Right choices will change your life forever. And the right choice this morning is to trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And we're going to give an invitation, and we're inviting you to trust Him today. Let's stand for our prayer. Lord, we thank You for these principles today that we've talked about from the life of Moses. And Lord, I know it's the desire of every person here this morning to have peace of mind and peace of heart. That's what we want. Lord, we want that in the very depth of our soul. And we know that the things of this earth cannot guarantee peace of mind or peace of heart. The guarantee of true peace comes with a relationship with You. And Father, I pray this morning for those who need that relationship. for those who've never settled this most important issue in life. Father, this is the greatest issue of life. And we all have to face it. We all have to deal with it. And I just pray today that there'd be those who'd settle that issue to receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior, to live for Him, to follow Him. Lord, we thank You for the peace that You give us. And I pray today that there'd be those who would leave here today with Your peace. Fathers, believers today, help us to understand that we can have those unresolved conflicts in our life that rob peace from us. We just need to get those issues resolved this morning. And so whatever it is keeping us as believers from that peace, we just need to get those things settled and leave here today with the peace that You give to us. In Your name we pray. Amen. Let's sing together, please.